David Trofo as Edward Wilson in William Osborne and Richard Turner's 1998
And so our fantastic story ends, the final chapter, thank God, in the extraordinary life of Drake Matterhorn, multi-billionaire, philosopher, war hero, philanthropist, and world president of the AmJap Corporation. In the spring of 1998, there was but one ambition still burning in Drake's heart, one final peak to ascend, his last takeover for the AmJap Corporation. The environment, a small tin pot country formerly known as Britain, was ripe for plucking. Drake drafted his younger brother, Colonel Brad, to oversee the final phase of the operation. On the rocket launch pad under the swimming pool at Goldtops, the palatial Matterhorn residence and vast control center for the corporation in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, Colonel Brad bade a fond farewell to his kith and kin, and in particular to Drake's beloved children, Jay and Natalie, both devoted to their Uncle Brad, not least because of his promise to send them fantastically expensive presents from the environment, a small tin pot country. Oh, I've said that. Oh, no, this is complete crap. Start again, Crichton. You can do better than this.
Colonel Matterhorn, your spacesuit, sir.
Thank you, Brown. Is everything packed, Brown?
Yes, sir. It's all in the service module. I took the liberty of putting in your golf clubs, and Cook has packed a hamper.
This isn't going to be a picnic, fella.
No, sir. Mr. Matterhorn, your brother, wishes to convey his appreciation for your spunk, sir.
Just tell him, sure.
Yes, sir.
I'd pull my own head off of the AmJap Corporation, Brown.
Yes, sir.
Would you, Brown?
Well, I...
Yeah, sure you would, Brown.
T-minus 5 minutes and counting. Warning. Warning. Unauthorized personnel on the launch gantry.
Ah, that will be your nephew and niece, sir. Come to say goodbye.
Hi, Uncle Brad.
Have you, Uncle Brad?
Jay and Natalie, my beloved nephew and niece. You shouldn't be here. It's very dangerous.
What about Brown?
Yeah, he's a house.
Yes, but that's because Brown is... Is... What's the word, Brown?
Expendable, sir?
That's it. Expendable. Brown, I don't know what I'd do without you.
T-minus 4 minutes and counting.
Where are you going anyhow, Uncle Brad?
I'm going to a place called the Environment. It's a little country in Europe.
Europe? That's dangerous!
Hey, it's okay. AmJap's gonna make it safe. We're gonna colonize it.
Why? Is it beautiful?
Forgive me for presuming, but it is beautiful.
You know it, Brown?
The old country, sir. I wonder if it's still the same. I left in 1986.
Brown, I never knew. You speak English very well.
Thank you, sir. Ah, yes, I remember it as Britain, an enchanted isle. Indian corner shops, 24-hour snooker, the friendly British bobby with his little plastic bullets. Yes, yes, they were plastic in those days. And then the bollard.
Can it, Brown? You're depressing me.
T-minus 3 minutes and counting.
Oh, don't go, Uncle Brad! It's our birthday today!
Gee, I forgot. Brown, do we have any more of these rockets?
I think there are another four on the spare launch pad, sir.
Okay, Jay. You just got yourself four rockets for your birthday from your Uncle Brad.
Gee, thanks, Uncle Brad!
Please don't go!
T-minus 2 minutes and counting.
Sir, I think the little ones should be on their way. We have launch commit.
You want to spoil this little boy's birthday?
Am I?
Yeah, sure, sure, honey, sure. But you know, kids, I've got to go because of one little word.
What is it, Uncle Brad?
It's a little word, but it's a big thing. The word is duty.
Duty! Duty! He said duty!
That's That's right. We've all got to do our duty.
I did my duty this morning.
Why have you got to go to Europe to do it?
Duty! Uncle Brad's going to do a duty on Europe.
Duty!
Why are they laughing, Brown? I think they may have found a childish ambiguity in what you're saying, sir.
T-minus 1 minute and counting. Engine ignition sequence command.
Sir, I really think it expeditious we clear the gantry. Now.
But I don't think they've understood the duty concept.
Please, get in the hatch, sir.
Okay. Bye, kids.
Uncle Brad!
Natalie? What are you doing out there, honey?
You forgot my birthday present!
Okay. I'll send you something. Now get away.
20.
I don't know. Something costly. Now get, Sugar Pie. 15.
You better be.
13,
so long, Uncle Brad.
11. 10. 9.
I love those kids.
7. 6.
I'm going to do it for them.
4. 3. 2. 1. We have liftoff.
What a dump. Why, Colonel Branson? The environment sure is primitive, but the people are friendly.
Oh, sure. I seen some on the way in. Disgusting. What do they do all the time?
They don't do anything, sir. Their economy is based on leisure, lifestyles, shopping, unlimited credit.
Stop. It hurts.
Security lock. Please state your identity.
Twang here. I'm taking Colonel Brad Matterhorn on his tour of the inspection.
You may now enter.
This here's the Federal Control Room, sir.
Thank you.
Sir, how long do you reckon before we have total control?
A month.
Woo! Golly. Oh, I've arranged for you to meet two of our secret destruction agents. Their code names are CL and Bushido. Sir!
Which one's which?
That's classified, sir.
Okay, CL, Bushido. Take these pills.
Thank you, sir. Before or after meals, sir?
Instead of meals. Now, how's the destruction work going?
Most constructive, sir. Already we have exploded many of the major leisure centers, and they don't suspect a thing.
They are so stupid. Our next big target is the Baby Bugabar complex in Leicester Square tomorrow at 1200 hours.
Make it neat. Make it punctual. But above all, make it beautiful.
Sir.
Dismissed.
Excuse me. Sir, I have a call for you from your brother in Pearl Harbor.
Already? Damn.
Something wrong, sir?
I forgot to buy my brother's children something costly at the airport. It's their birthdays. Boy, are they gonna be mad.
Edward, I think Letitia's mad.
Fetcher, that's my girlfriend you're talking about. Of course she's not mad.
Well, explain to me this. Why did she throw half the kitchen appliances at you last night?
It was a row, that's all. Come on, Fetcher, hurry up, we're late.
You said some terrible things to her.
It was the truth. I can't help telling it. The truth never hurt anyone.
I bet it hurt when she threw the fridge at you.
It hurt the fridge more than it hurt me.
Well, I hope you don't have a row buying a new one.
We will if we're late meeting her at the mega market.
Oh, no. The last thing we need, a crowd of people blocking the exit to the mega market. Excuse me, please. Excuse me. Let me through, please.
Oi, stop pushing.
Sorry. What's going on? It's Tabitha Mink, the environment's top pin-up. She's just taken all her clothes off for a location shot. Oh, poor girl. She can't know what they're doing to her.
She doesn't. It's her appeal. She's innocent. Still, it's only a bit of fun. Takes your mind off all them bombings.
Perhaps that's the idea.
That's a bit political, isn't it?
Oh, for heaven's sake, let me through. Come on, Fetcher.
Hey, you! Yeah, you!
Who, me?
Yes, you! Stand there, don't move! And Tabitha, lovey, go and drink yourself over that!
Right.
Oh, no, we're definitely going to be late now.
Hello?
Hello?
Sorry about him. Still, it's a lark, isn't it? Takes your mind off the bombing.
Get closer, please, lovey!
Yes. Bombings seem to be getting a lot worse recently, don't you think?
No, really. Do you want an autograph picture?
No, really. Thank you.
Nah, go on. For yourself. My dad's selling them over there out the back of his roller.
Come and get your tasty pics of my little tab. Saucy snapshots. Cheeky poses. She's a lovely bit of crap, isn't
it? My dad really works hard for me.
I expect you pay him well, though, don't you?
Oh, no, it's better than that. He pays me. I've got an allowance. Well, his investments are doing well.
Okay, ready? Now the kiss, please.
All right. Look
out. Right, the mega market. Come on, Fetcher. Oh, let's hope Letitia's not cross.
No, Edward, I'm not cross.
Are you sure?
Just shut up, will you? We're here to buy a fridge, not discuss my state of mind.
I told you she'd be cross.
And why does that glutinous little monster have to come with you everywhere?
Can't get rid of him, really.
Fetcher, now is neither the time or the place.
Can't leave that breathing. Ow!
Okay. Let's go to the fridge department.
This is the fridge department.
Oh, I can't see any fridges.
It's been restyled.
A bit drastic. Looks like a bomb's hit it.
Ah, the wanderer returned. Madame and I were beginning to despair.
Yes, I got held up.
Oh, well, clearly. I do apologise for the dust. Quite an explosion last night.
We'd like a fridge, please.
Any particular model?
The latest, I suppose.
Something simple.
Okay. The simpler, the better.
I think I have the very thin dessert and madame. Amish.
Pardon?
17th century religious fundamentalism. It's the latest fashion. Everyone's into it.
Are we talking about a fridge?
The Amish lifestyle does incorporate fridges. In this case, a magnificent fridge. Prepare yourselves. This is it. Stands 1 full meter high. Oatmeal finish, top loading, 100% earthenware. No ice maker, no crisper, no egg rack. Just add water. Revengeous technology.
Looks like a clay pot in a trough to me.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Does it talk? Hello?
Quite a novelty, isn't it? Kitchen appliance at its most laconic. Free delivery and a year's warranty. Well, sir?
Yes, all right. Here's my cash card.
Oh, thank you.
Right, here we go.
No, sir. You haven't seen the 17th century lifestyle that comes with this fridge. A world of stark simplicity and ascetic purity. Come with me.
I'm sorry, Letitia, but I still don't see how it's all my fault.
You let him sell you the damned fridge?
I didn't know it meant a gang of men would bring us back from the mega market on a donkey cart, rip out the appliances and turn the place into a 17th century hovel.
Edward, I want you to go back tomorrow and demand a complete refit. Look at the place.
Have some henbane or something. It'll calm you down. Fetcher!
Yes?
Draw a bucket of water from the well, would you?
Hello? Well?
Either you return this house to the 20th century, or I'm going.
Look, let's have some supper. I'll soon get the stove going. What's in the fridge?
It's all gone off. They really took you in.
They didn't?
Well, who decided we had to come home dressed as 17th century religious fundamentalists just to impress the neighbours? I hate you! Oh!
Whoops, keep your clogs on. Oh, Letty, that was a good pair of clogs.
Edward, none of these machines will talk to me.
Try the television, at least they left that.
Television? Oh, you poor thing, you need plugging in, don't you?
I hate you.
That's it. Let it all come out.
You and your mouth. The simpler the better, he says.
Hello, television.
Ah, hello, Fetcher. Blimey, where am I?
Television, quick, put the news on. They're having another row.
Okay.
Environmental news. Main stories. Spring surprise in Hyde Park. The leopard kills again in the north. And another bomb kills 30. That's after the break.
I'm going to get the donkey out of the stables, collect my linen, and go.
Oh, stay and watch the television.
I used to find you endearingly naive, but you're just plain stupid.
You're upset, aren't you?
I love you.
Oh, come on. Young Opticians is on in 5 minutes. Your favourite. Come and watch the news. I'll pour you a flagon of mead.
Welcome back. Main story. Tabitha Minx, top environment pin-up, was busting out all over today in Hyde Park. Just take a look at these pictures.
That donkey's left you a present in the hall, in case you're interested. Where's that living?
Oh, no.
Look, Edward, it's you!
What?
Oh, dear.
And one fan just couldn't resist running up and grabbing a kiss from his favorite fantasy girl.
Oh, no.
Lucky fella.
Television off.
What huge big bazoomas Tabitha's got.
Look, Letitia, it's not what you think.
I'm leaving you. Goodbye, Edward.
Oh, you've really done it this time, Fetcher.
Am I going to get a snack?
Yes.
Where shall I stand?
Just there.
Dibby, 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 dibby. Ow! Ow!
Television?
Edward, I was only obeying orders.
Shut up and show me something cheerful.
How about the Rorany Half Channel?
Okey-doke.
Hi. I'm Mary Lou. Are you tall, multi-talented, decisive, dynamic, successful, supportive, and a Leo?
Oh, bugger, I think I'm a Taurus.
Taurus? Switch me over, I'm wasting my time.
Okay, television, that's enough. Fetcher?
I'm not talking to you.
Yes, you are.
You always win that argument.
How can I get Letitia back?
Ring her doorbell in the middle of the night and run away, that'll get her knocked.
No, not get her back, get her back!
Well, try Lonely Hearts again and find someone nice.
They all want people with dynamic professional pastimes.
Well, get one.
Right. Television, show me the professional pastimes vacant channel.
Okay.
Do you, Mr. Wilson? Do you love it? Well, teaching's more than a professional pastime. It's a whole lifestyle. But don't worry. I'm sure you'll be fine. We're none of us born teachers. But you'll soon get the hang of it if you decide to take it up.
Well, no harm in having a look round.
Lovely, dear. Duck!
What was that?
Dum-dum bullets. Little tinkers. That's against the Geneva Convention, and they know it. Decision-making for the under-fives, was it?
Well, obviously, I haven't made up my mind yet.
Don't worry, Mr. Wilson. The kids will decide for you. They always do. Head down. We must get through 5 video recorders a week that way. I don't know where they get the energy.
The blue bits in the breakfast cereal.
Pardon? Now, this is Teresa's class.
Now, what we see here, class, is a reaction between 2 non-dichotomous social forces.
Marketing science for the hyperactive.
On the y-axis, we can see an exponential increase concomitant with a decrease.
Teresa, lovey, where's your class?
I've eaten them.
She's only joking, I think.
Quick, get down!
You're getting the hang of it already, Mr. Wilson. Now, in here is decision-making for the 5 and unders. Let's take a peek. Good morning, Decision Makers 1.
Good morning, Claire.
Where's Mr. Thomas?
Please, Claire.
This is Tracy, underneath all that makeup. What is it, Tracy?
Who's that hunk with you?
Now, that's no way for a 5-year-old to talk, is it? Edward, I think they like you.
Hello, children. Where's Mr. Thomas gone?
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't quite get your name.
Oh, where's Mr. Wilson?
This is Edward.
Well, Edward, I think Mr. Thomas has run away.
When?
This morning.
Oh, lovies, he's left you. Now, don't feel deserted. You're still loved. Poor lambs, we must avoid a traumatization. Mr. Wilson.
Yes?
Would you step in today? Would you do that for me?
Well, they seem all right.
Yes, they do, don't they?
Yeah, okay.
Did you hear that, class? Edward's come to the rescue. Well, let's give him some motivational reinforcement.
Hooray!
See you in the staff room after.
Right.
Please, Edward, what did you do in the difficulties?
Well,
Mr. Thomas was a commando.
Was he? Well, I don't
really...
He
killed 30 people.
And you the leopard?
Leopards killed 43 people.
Have you got a girlfriend?
Yes, well, no.
Ooh.
Decision-making. Cute. Now, decisions. Supposing I want to buy something.
A hamburger, sir?
Yeah, all right, a hamburger. Now, I could have...
A quarter pounder?
Yes.
A crunchy burger?
Yes, very good.
A whopper?
It's very good, Tracy. Hello? Is this the staff room?
Hello? What do you want?
Edward Wilson, Decision Makers 1. Can I come in?
Oh, absolutely, old chap.
Oh, come on, come on, come on.
Add the double if I were you, old boy. It's the poison darts I'm afraid of. A brick you can see.
I need the keys to the school bus. I've got Decision Makers 1 waiting outside in it.
Shouldn't worry, they'll have hot-wired it by now. Showing them how the engine works or something?
Well, they've decided... That is, I've decided to go on a field trip to the Baby Burger Bar.
Been feeling depressed lately?
No.
Thinking of ending it all?
No.
You've got me baffled, Oakley. Care for a scotch? Valium?
Is something wrong?
Have you got all the parents to sign legal release forms in triplicate, all that sort of stuff?
No, Tracy said that I...
Tracy? Oh, it's worse than I thought. Take my advice, old sausage, and steer clear. You're out of your depth.
But you see, I rather sort of promised them.
Bad luck. Still, I suppose lightning never strikes twice in the same place.
What?
4 years ago, north face of the Eiger, school hang gliding trip, one of my class.
But this is only a trip to the Baby Burger Bar.
Don't see the difference, old squash. Look, if anything goes wrong, insist on a cell to yourself. The criminal fraternity doesn't take kindly to your sort.
What do you mean, my sort?
Well, the sort of person the papers will say you are. That's why I wear this rubber mask. Pretty nasty, eh? They got to me in the end. Razor blades in the soak. Still, mustn't welch on Decision Makers 1. Fake worse than death. Keys to the bus.
Oh.
Better cut along. Wouldn't want to be in your shoes, old man. Not for the world.
Right. You...
Keep your head down and weave. I was only trying to keep the boy warm from the snow.
Pardon me, is this the Baby Burger Bar complex in Leicester Square?
Yes. Welcome to the Baby Burger Bar. Can I take your order?
We're from Ye Olde Environment Plumbing Company. We got a call about some problem with your plumbing. Can we check it out?
Certainly.
Okay, Bushido, bring in the box of tools.
Still, why is it always me who has to carry the explosives?
Shut up! You mean the plumbing equipment, Bushido?
Because I outrank you, that's why.
Oh, yeah? What rank are you?
That's classified. Not even I know. Now get...
She don't get this. She don't get this.
All right, Wayne. I'll get you one.
Daddy, I want two. Daddy,
yeah, all right.
Daddy.
Shut up, Wayne.
Pardon me, mate. Could you and your family please stand aside?
What's going on, then?
Merely a minor plumbing malfunction, good sir.
Uh-huh.
Service. Excuse me. Excuse me. Chop, chop, hello. Chop.
Oh, goddamn environment.
Yes.
Is this a supporting wall?
Yes.
Yes. This seems to be where the problem is.
Who you want, Theo?
Bushido, be careful. That's dangerous plumbing equipment.
Found a good spot?
Yeah, supporting wall. Run straight up to the stanchion. Should bring the whole lot down like a deck of cards.
Hey, stop. Got a PowerPoint for my drill?
It's behind you.
Okay. What is it then? Drains, is it?
Sure, why not? Daddy, I want two. Daddy.
Yeah. Oh, come on, Wayne, get out of the way. These people are busy.
Those people are so stupid.
Now, don't run. Don't run. Think before you choose. Yep, that's it. That's it, decision makers. You'll soon get the hang of it. Right. Find a seat, children.
Excuse me, can we get through here?
I'm sorry, sir, this area's been sealed off. For filming.
What?
What, drains, is it? Okay, ready for the jelly?
What do you want jelly for?
Oh, he's such a child. In a minute, Bushido.
But we've got to blow it now.
You've blown it, all right.
Blow it?
You have impugned my honour. I am an unjust samurai.
Oh, no, not that old chestnut.
You do not understand, do you? My mission is to blow up this building. If I fail, I must commit harakiri. For me, face is all that matters.
With that face, no wonder you're suicidal. You're bombers, aren't you?
No, plumbers! Tracy's got locked in the loo downstairs in the basement. I want you to get her out.
Oh, Look, everyone, get out. There's a bomb in here. Get out. Oh, my God, Tracy. I'll have to go down and get her out.
Do you think that guy suspected anything?
Just get on and we can go. Even if he did, he'll never get out alive. Now hurry!
Wouldn't want to be in your shoes, old man. Not for the world. Wouldn't want to be in your shoes, old man. Not for the world. Wouldn't want to be in your shoes, old man. Not for the world.
Tracy Wex, come out! Come out now! There's a bomb in here!
Can't, Edward. I need a big, strong man.
Look, I'm telling you for the last time. Please come out.
Well, you'll have to climb over and give me a hand, Edward.
Oh, all right. Now, where's the lock? Quickly.
Yes.
Oh, you haven't heard the last of this.
Here in the Wex's home, information is still trickling into us, but it's clear that little, if anything, now remains of the baby burger bar devastated by another bomb. Fortunately, there were only two people in the building, and they're thought to be trapped in the little girl's room in the basement area. They've been identified as Edward Wilson, the teacher responsible for the school outing, and, of course, five-year-old Tracy Wex. Mrs. Wex, as Tracy's mother... How devastated do you feel right now?
Very bitter. It hit me like a wall.
Mrs. Wex is crying real tears.
Don't worry, Betty. Our Trace will be all right.
Oh, Beth, I can't help it. Our Tracy. Our little Tracy, our one and all. She's going to be famous.
1998 was written by William Osborne and Richard Turner and featured David Threlfall as Edward Wilson, with Pam Ferris, Jenny Luckcraft, Rebecca Stevens, Hugh Laurie, Steve Steen and Richard Turner. It was produced in Manchester by Nick Simmons.
1998 is a division of the AmJap Corporation. AmJap. Power for life.